Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today is St. Patrick's Day and people are making quite a big deal of it. Okay, not everyone, though many people use it to celebrate. Is it always on March 17th? Yes, it's officially observed on March 17th each year, though celebrations may not be limited to this date. The significance of March 17th is that it's said to be the date of St. Patrick's death in the late 5th century, circa 493 AD. Most people refer to it as an Irish holiday, using the four-leaf clover as a luck charm, drinking green beer, eating cabbage and corned beef, wearing something green as not to get pinched, etc., etc. There's so many different traditions, and people just, you know, they use the ones they like the best that works for them. So how do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Actually, question one, do you celebrate it? Question two, how do you celebrate it? Question three, what do you do? So, from what I've witnessed, I actually live very close to an Irish pub, and I can hear them sing and holler until who knows when, and there's a lot more calves in the area picking them up and taking them home, because they are so stoned they can't drive a car. That's too dangerous. So, thank you for the cab services that are available to help the ones who are impaired a little bit by having too much alcohol that they don't drive and they're not on the road. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So how can you actually, you know, actually I wanted to say many people are getting drunk. I said that. Why is that? I choose to talk about this. My name is Denise Thompson, and I've been in the health business for over 50 years. So when I see tragedies happen, I am always feeling like I can do more to avoid those from happening, maybe just by being myself and showing people how passionate I am about them, their health, and their well-being. So how can we have fun, be happy, healthy, and celebrate all at the same time? Do we need to drink high-caloric drinks? Wow, I just did a little test this morning, and that was rather interesting. So I did see a shamrock shake from McDonald's, and it's back. And that shamrock shake has 23 tablespoons of sugar for a medium one, I guess. And it has 33 1/4 teaspoons sugar in a large one. Well, it's not all the ingredients and stuff, but let's think about. So if each gram of sugar has 4 calories and each teaspoon is actually 4 grams of sugar. So when you have a drink, a large shamrock shake from McDonald's, you have 33, actually, that's for the small one. So you have 33 1/4 teaspoons. That's times 4. That is, let's see if we can do that. So what did I say? I said 33.25 times 4, that's 133 calories just from sugar alone. Wow. And then everything else that's in it, the cream, the whipping cream and all that on top of it. So that is pretty heavy duty. That's just the sugar alone. There's no value in it. So those on the average, go about up to around 500 calories per drink. I make myself a green smoothie this morning just for my 9:30 snack time or fueling time, and I used water and ice and a vanilla shake powder, a healthy one, and I added a cup of raw spinach to it to make it green. And then for the whipping cream, I used the coconut whipping cream, which has only 10 calories per tablespoon. So that's pretty darn awesome. So my shake was under 150 calories. It satisfied me. It didn't have maybe 2 grams of sugar altogether instead of the 133 grams of sugar or whatever, 33 and a quarter. Oh, no. Now I got it. Look at that. Doing over again. That makes sense. So when we say we have 33.25 times 4, 33 grams of sugar, and now that times 4, that's 532 calories. That's what I thought. So I did it right. It's 532 calories versus mine under 150. Well, I'd rather have a healthy shake that looks just as delicious. Actually, I posted it on Facebook. If you want to look at it, just go to my Facebook page and check it out. And it looks just as good as the others. And it was actually very delicious. And I had fresh veggie in there. I had the vanilla shake in there. And I had the coconut whipping cream on top of it, under 150 calories. And man, it was good. I don't feel stuffed. I don't feel sluggish because there was not much sugar in it. I said less than 2 grams. And I'd rather choose to do something like that. Or the corned beef. I used to love corned beef until I realized how much fat is in that meat. And we cannot really cut out all the fat. It's just not possible. So, I mean, corned beef and cabbage and some potatoes was something that we used to enjoy in Switzerland. And I used to enjoy the beginning of my life in the U.S., but now it is so heavy on my stomach that I can't eat it anymore. It's just not the best thing. And then I went to Costco and I checked the price for corned beef, and they wanted $6.99 a pound. So every little brisket of corned beef they had available was $20 to $30. And I go, I'm not going to do that. I get my protein in a better way and safer way and without all that added fat. So those are just a few points to give you, you know, because we are in charge of our own health. And by making the decisions that we choose health over a short-term, quick satisfaction, impulsive satisfaction, just temporary satisfaction that doesn't get us one step closer to being optimally or ultimately healthy. I said, no, I don't want that. I'm going to have the thing that really makes, you know, brings a lot of joy to me and is a long-term result. That's what my shake was doing. It was so awesome. So how else can you celebrate? Well, you can play games. You can read stories. You can sing songs. You can do some Irish jigs, some Irish dances. They're fun. I love to watch them. I can't do them. I would trip over my own 2 feet. But watching them, dang, that's so much fun. They're so limber on their feet. It's amazing. So those are things that you can do with everybody that's, you know, in your household. You can have some fun. You can come up with creating some poems on your own. and or, you know, do a drawing, a really nice drawing for the kids, or you can do a scavenger hunt and have some of those felt green hats hidden in areas with a little something in it or whatnot. I mean, there's tons of ways. You can Google it and you'll find an abundance of things that you can do. So you can have fun. You can be together with your family. You don't have to go amongst too many people and get sick at this time because it is still not over. It's getting better for some times, and then, oops, there's a new strand, a new virus that's kicking off, and everything goes back to rules. So I just plan on living my life the healthiest, the happiest way I can, stay in touch with all my friends and relatives in all the ways possible, which are telephone, email, Skype, Zoom, internet, anything, WhatsApp. I mean, there are so many ways. Or even write a regular snail mail letter. Who still does that? I do it once in a while, especially to my older relatives. Sometimes I do type it so it's easier for them to read in a bigger font than if I write with my handwriting. But I always sign by hand so they know it's real. And those are all fun things you can do. You can choose to make this day a day where you celebrate others, where you're doing something for someone that you love and care about. Or you can fix a meal for somebody you love or for your parents or aunts or uncles or grandparents or whoever they are. You can do something fun for them. Not everything has to be, as I wrote, heavy or fried, it was supposed to say, and I wrote friend food. Well, you know what? Many friends do eat fried food, so it's kind of like a fried friend food. I don't do that anymore. I haven't been eating anything fried in the last 5 or 6 years, and now just smelling it makes me sick to my stomach because it's too heavy. But I don't tell others they cannot do it. I just personally choose not to. I eat what serves my body, keeps my mind out of the fog, out of the brain fog, keeps my body moving, doesn't trigger my arthritis. There are so many foods that if we eat a little bit too much of it, or even in moderation, but certain foods trigger arthritis in some people and not in others. And so just knowing what serves you and living accordingly, that's the best thing at all. So why do you benefit doing some activities and having some fun at home or so, or go to a park or something where there's not too many people so you have, you know, some private space? Movement is always a plus. Involvement in doing things together as a family. Oh my, how wonderful is that? Having fun, working on relationships, communication, wow. All that and moderation, no hangover, no heart attack, no stroke, because you've been eating healthy. You stay the way from the heavy smoke. You stay the way from the heavy drinking, from the fried foods, and your lifespan just extended by a few years when you are healthy and happy. So, yeah, that's actually pretty much the gist of this episode, that you can have a lot of fun and yet still consider healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. Because you know, when you have a stroke, when you have a heart attack, when you have to go to the hospital, that costs a lot of money. I mean, most people have a copay, and some of them have a hefty copay, and some of them don't even have insurance. So do you want to live a happy, healthy life and a long one and leave a legacy behind of how to live healthy, happy, active, and do something till the last day of your life? When I think about that, I think of my bonus mom, who's going to be 92 in June. And I talked to her on the phone just yesterday. She is way back home in Switzerland, and I'm over here in the U.S. And I asked her how she was doing, how everything was going with Ukraine and Russia, how it's affecting Switzerland. And she said it's not really serious at this point. However, they have a lot more people who are getting out of the Ukraine as fast as they can to a country where they're going to be protected, where they get protection, as I said. And so they have a lot more people coming in. And, of course, somehow, somewhere, they need a place to stay, and they need to be fed, and they need to have a bed. So in that regard, it does affect it a little bit. But other than that, Switzerland is safe, which is good because my entire family is there. And they are just trying to help to make sure that innocent people don't get killed, which is actually happening. And so that is something that the Ukrainians don't really have much control over, where the bombs are going to go and what's happening. But we, that's a totally different story, have control over how healthy we are or how sick we get. And remember, I always said, a healthy mindset creates health. A negative mindset causes illness. And so I just want to encourage you to be happy, healthy, and blessed, to enjoy your life, to do what serves you, to do what serves others. It's always, don't just be egotistical and think about yourself. Think about how you can help your children, set an example, or your siblings, or your parents, or your grandparents, or aunts and uncles, cousins, or friends, or anybody. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything. People watch you, whether they say something or not. They really watch you. And sometimes it takes a year or two or five or eight for them to come back and say, I've been ghosting you for so long, girl, but now I know I want to do what you're doing. You are so healthy. You are doing so many things. I can't even do any of that stuff anymore. And they're 5, 10, 15 years younger than I am. And I go, that's because I have chosen and I stick with it to live a healthy lifestyle. And so that's what I want you to do. If that's what you choose, I'm there with you and for you. So I want to actually offer you a gift, which is a health reset strategy session that we talk one-on-one and figure out where you could use the most help. The other one is I send out a weekly health e-newsletter with healthy recipe, healthy activity, and some other health information. If you want either or both, write to me to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. The link is in the transcript. You have to highlight it, copy and paste it into the URL, and then you can send me an email. Make sure you put in the subject line the first three letters in capitals, B for blog, T for talk, R for radio, BTR, and then right behind, if you want the health reset strategy session, the health e-newsletter, or both, if you want to participate in the show, be in it with me, or if you have suggestions or questions. And the BTR in caps in the subject line, the first three letters, is what helps me get your email out of the spam folder, as all first-time emails go in the spam folder. I also would like to encourage you to participate with a little challenge here and win a prize. So you can write either original poem about St. Patrick's Day, or you can create a healthy meal and send me a picture and recipe, and I, depending on how many I get, I will have 3 to 5 prizes that I will then get in touch with you when I have your information in the email. with either the poem or the meal. Definitely I want to see a picture of it and what the ingredients are to see that it's a healthy recipe. And yeah, whoever has the best, I will have a couple of judges come in and they can help me choose who are the top three or the top five winners are. And then I will send you a prize. So that would be awesome because I always love, or you can do something like if you do arts and crafts with your kids or grandkids, you can take a picture of that and tell me how old the kids were, who did what, and how much you had to help them or so. So we can actually make sure it is age appropriate. yeah, I'm definitely a mom and I was a teacher for quite a few years, first through 12th grade and kindergarten. So I have a lot of children that I take care of. So I'm pretty versatile with that stuff. I know what's going on and I can see if certain things are advanced or just right on target or if they're not quite age appropriate. And that's why I'm saying that I do have the background in making sure that I can be, what's the word, impartial to it and make sure there's no favoritism or anything. Plus, I don't know you guys yet, so I wouldn't play favoritism anyways. It's just to make sure that we have some fun and we can use our time as quality family time and do some fun stuff. Or you can go out in the grass and look for four-leaf clover leaves and take a picture of that, who found it, and send me that. That is a fun activity. It's so easy to find the three-leaf clover leaves, but the four-leaf ones are pretty tough to find. So you need to go somewhere where there's a lot of clover leaves. You can't just go in people's yards. You need to go somewhere where it's public and just look around and do something fun and send it to me and see if you're a winner. That'd be so much fun. All right. I wish you all a most wonderful, happy, healthy, and blessed St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy it. Do what serves you best. Lead by example. And I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.